Our reading is from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. I'd like to offer a few thoughts this Christmas Eve as we anticipate in another 20 minutes the start of Christmas Day. Tonight, 102 years ago, was one of the more remarkable things that's happened in modern history. World War I had been raging for about four or five months. The European powers had been stockpiling weapons for decades, and finally, as all the tensions came to the surface, European nations declared war on one another. And for the first few months of the war, there was a great deal of taking and giving up of territory back and forth. But by the time Christmas had come around, the lines were fairly well drawn. And for the next 3.5 years, the front lines didn't change much more than a mile or so. And so they had reached a stalemate. Troops were embedded in trenches that they lived in for months on end. And in between the trenches of opposing sides was an area that was called no man's land. This was filled with barbed wire. Nerve gas was pumped into that area occasionally, and machine gun fire was almost continuous. It was not a place to be. On that Christmas Eve, in the lines where British and German soldiers faced one another, it was quiet for a while. And in many places up and down the lines, the British soldiers could hear from the German side soldiers singing Silent Night in German, the language that hymn was originally sung in. And they could hear those words. They knew the tune. And they started to sing too. And as they joined together in singing, they began to sing other carols that they knew in common. And then some of the soldiers started to climb up over their trenches into no man's land. And they embraced one another and shook hands. They exchanged gifts of chocolate and cigarettes and coffee and small things that they had to keep them going over those months. In a number of places, soldiers spontaneously took bundles of clothing and wrapped them together with bandages and made makeshift soccer balls and played soccer in no man's land, in the middle of the night. The officers, some of whom actually came out and also greeted their counterparts on the other side, officers were not quite sure what to do with this. And eventually, at some point, all up and down these lines, they decided that their break was over and they had to return to what they were there for. The next year on Christmas, some soldiers tried to do the same thing again, but their officers were ready and had their orders not to allow fraternization between the two sides. They were reminded that the people on their other side were their enemies and were trying to kill them. I've wondered many times what would have happened if on that Christmas Eve over a century ago, those soldiers had said, "We're tired of this. We can't do this anymore. We just want to sit and talk and not kill anybody anymore." What would have happened? It was as miraculous as could be that this happened on this one night, but could it have continued? I wonder. Friends, the world that we live in is terribly divided, as it always has been. Divisions of political views, divisions of an economic nature, so many things divide us. And if we listen to some voices, we will hear that people who are different, whoever that may be, are our enemy. But what the incarnation of Christ tells us is that all of God's creation is sacred. All human life is sacred, whether that human life is Christian or Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. All human life is made sacred by the incarnation of Christ. And we are all one. This is the message of the incarnation. The gift of love that is given to us at Christmas is not just given so that we can feel good about ourselves. It is given so we can practice one of the missions of the church, which is to help reconciliation to come about. So don't believe the words that you hear, that people who are different than you are your enemy. Instead, think about what you can do to bring about reconciliation, to bring about God's love in the heart of another person, to extend to all the peace of Christ. Amen.